Yeah, hello. We're in the middle segment. Hello, hello. Yes.
Yes, I'm ready for my interview.
You're ready for your interview. Is this Serena Williams?
Yes, I was contacted by a producer by the name of Kenny Wilson.
Yes, yes. And he contacted you. Why?
Because he say that that there's some about a newsmaker, and that he say that he wants me to give my opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
Of the racial incident in Naples, because the same thing had happened to my niece.
Oh, wait a second. Let me update the audience on this.
Mm-hmm.
This was a bizarre thing. Dateline Naples. A 78-year-old Golden Gate man was arrested Saturday after he went on a racial tirade at a Naples bookstore. 78-year-old was at the Books a Million off of U.S. 41 in Naples when police reports state he began screaming, causing customers to leave the store. When confronted by an employee, he allegedly turned his anger on them, bringing the racial slurs into the attack. He faces multiple charges, including disturbing the peace. Sarita, you are familiar with this, and you say you had a family member go through the same thing.
Well, the first I had heard this particular incident.
Yes, ma'am.
The one in the Naples.
Yes.
At the Books a Million.
Mm-hmm.
The first that I had heard of this and become aware of this unfortunate situation.
Yeah, then it was unfortunate.
Was when Mr. Kenny Wilson had read it to me over the telephone.
Right. This 78-year-old man in the bookstore, employee comes up, then the racial slurs start.
Yes, and Mr. Kenny Wilson, I don't know how he knew, but he said that that he was aware that my niece had several run-ins that involved racial misfit.
Really? Where does your niece work?
She worked at, I don't want to get her in trouble.
I understand.
Because there's an issue of insubordination.
But what type of store is it?
Yeah.
It's a large retail type electronical.
Yes, yes.
They sell TVs.
Yep.
and video games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she had a run-in. I don't know if it's the same man. This man down in Naples sounds like he much older.
Right. Than the man she had a run-in.
The middle-aged gentleman that has, on multiple occasions, had caused trouble of a racial nature.
And describe this gentleman. Obviously, were charges brought up on this gentleman?
There was no charges that he was brought up on. However, he did receive a stern talking to by a loss prevention agent.
Mm-hmm. And does your niece, can your niece describe this man?
She had said, pardon me. She had said,
yes,
that the gentleman in question,
uh-huh,
is a little old fat, ethnic looking white man. She believed him to be of Polish descent.
Uh-huh. You realize,
and she has kept it. She has kept his identification numbers and his credit card number.
Yeah, I know.
And I believe the gentleman's name, his first name, is Harley.
Now, Sarita?
I believe his name is Harley Nowalniak. And he has come in and he was just being an idiot.
No, I was looking for a battery.
And he come in, and my niece tried to tell him he trying to shove the wrong battery in his camera.
No, that's not what happened. And it was your niece that was rude. And you know what? If I could have written her up as for poor customer service, I would have done it. I came
to as the loss prevention agent told this gentleman, and I use that term loosely, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
He say no matter how mad you get that your battery don't fit in that little old cheap camera, that ain't no reason to call my niece a...
Hey, I never used that language. How dare you? Look, she gave me poor customer service. And how dare you come on this show and use this as your tool of revenge on me?
I don't know what you getting at, sir. I ain't talking about you.
I'm talking about
a gentleman go by the name of Harley Nowalanik.
That's the name that was stolen. My identity was stolen.
Nowalanik, Nowalniak, I don't know what this Polish nonsense is.
I'll
tell you this, it ain't no doubt in my mind now as to how them German Nazis just roll right over the border.
What are you... You want to
I got
about,
no use for a pole.
Do you hear your own words that are filled with hate, racial and ethnic hate? Do you hear it? Your niece, ma'am, stood right in front of me.
Mr. Kenny Weston had called me as a witness.
As a witness to what?
Because Mr. Wilson is aware that I know secondhand from my niece who work at the store as to what this Harley Nowalniak walk around screaming at the top of his lung.
God, I don't want that word said on my show.
Well, I don't want that word said. No way, sir.
Harley never used those words.
How do you know what word Harley
I
used?
I know. Harley had the exact battery.
Why Harley trying to shove a D battery into a camera? Camera ain't even as big as a D battery.
It was. I had the exact number, and it was. And she. We don't have that. We don't have that battery. And I went to her and I said. Harley went to her. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Harley went to her and said.
Who is Tom?
Huh?
I'm a friend of the producer, Kenny Wilson.
A friend of the producer. And I went and I said, Harley went and said, then what's that battery? And she didn't know what to say. She got all put off because I found the battery without her help.
Harley found the battery.
Harley found it without her help.
Well, Mr. Harley, the Walney had done some of the strut done gone out of his step.
No.
Some of the strut gone out of his step
so.
when Mr. Sampson, the loss prevention officer, done let him taste the business end of his mag like.
What? You are an angry woman.
Mr. Sampson, Sergeant Sampson, I should say, the loss prevention officer.
You probably did something to him to make him write up that report, didn't you?
Took Mr. Harley Nowalniak outside.
Yeah.
And he said, how about you look me in the eye, look a grown man in the eye, and call me a...
Hey! I'm done with you. I'm not even going to have a conversation. You're a liar. Your niece is a liar. You're a loss prevention guy, a liar. You're all liars.
Sir.
Ma'am.
I was told that in exchange for my appearance
on this
program, that I was to have the opportunity to announce that my brother-in-law's liquor store on Hanson Street Liquors, half-price tequila today only.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Goodbye. You hear me? Goodbye.
Don't you want to hear no more about what Mr. Harley Nowalniak done to my niece?
No, sure don't. It's all lies.
You know it's all lies,
sir. It's all lies, ma'am.
Well, I have an invitation for you and Mr. Harley Nowalniak.
Yes, to what?
I'm going to bend over So I'll make it real easy for you to kiss my big black ass.
Again, and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm just about to count down the 40 most popular songs in the country. And like the man says, have I got a countdown for you. We've got three new songs in the survey, including one of the highest debuting records of the year. We'll hear the latest hits by the most successful groups to come out of Scotland and Sweden, and a debut hit by a former member of the most successful group in the history of popular music. And for the capper on the survey, we've got a brand new number one song. It's the funniest disco smash of the year. A lot of action, a lot of great music. So let's get it all started right here.
Number 40. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Hey, quick question from all of you here, because I know Zito's here. Dave and Junior. Hey, can you guys help me? I've got about, six or seven boxes full of Broward County ballots.
Oh, yeah.
In my trunk. And, they're stamped. Don't worry, they're stamped emergency Democratic votes.
Emergency only.
Yep, only if needed. I was told keep them in my trunk. They are finding votes.
How's that Debbie,
everywhere?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz holding up? She's a gem.
Oh, she is, and she's so loyal to her Pakistani employees.
And then that doctor supervisor of elections down there.
That's her best friend,
yep,
by the way.
Yep, they're
she looks flat out crazy.
She is, and she's been convicted of this stuff before.
It's all Broward County. The sheriff over there. Yeah. The supervisor of elections.
Wasn't it in 16 she was caught throwing a bunch of ballots in the dumpster?
Yeah, yeah, and she said that was a mistake. That was my bad.
God. I'm not joking. I have heard in the last 24 hours, because you go to different news sources, you read different things on how corrupt this is.
Well,
set it up.
For those of you that think this is simply a recount.
It's not.
Okay, if you think that, just bear with me for a second.
They're finding ballots
because
in Georgia.
In Broward County and Palm Beach County, they are finding thousands and thousands of votes, which, okay, that could happen, except for the fact they can't seem to tell anybody where they're finding them or how many there are.
Found a bunch in a truck.
Yeah. And they can't tell you how many there are left to count because.
This is complete fraud.
Well, it's what's the margin of victory? We're going to need to find some more.
Well, and I went over this a little bit yesterday. They have to find more. 0.5%.
And not only do they have to find more, they have to all be voting straight Democrat.
Right.
Right.
Right. It has to be Democrat. That's
there
to
it is.
Close the gap. 0.5 difference, which they've already achieved with these mystery votes.
On every race, yeah.
They'll do a machine count. Below that, and I told you this is so incredible. Below that, it becomes a hand count. And the hand count, the person that's getting the recount, in this case, the Democrat, whether it's Bill Nelson or Gillum, the hand count in the precinct or in the county, there is a representative from that person, the Democrat, at every precinct watching it. Now, follow me on this.
They haven't allowed anybody in so far.
Follow me on this.
There haven't been any observers so far.
Follow me on this so that you understand. The machine count, they're going to throw the ballots back through the machine, and they're going to get the spit-out votes again that they didn't color them in right. They didn't do. You get to that point, the person that's having the recount takes the ones out of the pile that gets spit out that can't be counted, and they have to go to the person and ask them, this is a representative of the Democratic Party.
Hello, Stan.
Hi.
You intended to vote straight Democratic, didn't you?
Yes, sir. No, they will go and ask them who they... Did you intend to vote this way?
That's not the way it works.
Yes, I wanted Bill Nelson. Okay, well, that goes into our column. This is so correct. And it's... You've had 18 years in Broward and Palm Beach County.
And they've
to fix
done
this.
It before.
And they've done it all through those 18 years.
And they've done it all over the country. And I didn't even know this. I just read it today. When Al Franken was elected to the Senate in Minnesota, it was off a recount where he won by 341 votes. So he went to the Senate. But they continued to investigate this, and his margin of victory was comprised of votes from convicted felons.
Yep, dead people.
Whoops.
So that was 345 felons. Remember, he was in by 341,
yeah.
And then there were hundreds of others that were dead people and what have
mm-hmm.
you. But he was put into the Senate under false pretenses. But once it's done, I guess they can't go back and say, well,
no,
you're not in the
because
Senate.
Because it becomes certified then. What happens is mm-hmm. tomorrow, I guess every county has to now submit their totals to Tallahassee, where the vote becomes certified. They are going right up until the last second trying to get votes, not for a computer recount, because that'll show up the same.
Mm-hmm.
They want the hand recount so they can go to each and every one
and
of those.
Get their hands on it.
Yep.
And interpret who they meant to vote for.
You know, guys, it really doesn't matter if you're voting Republican, Democrat, or a third party. This is an embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
To everyone.
You know, you want Russian collusion? We're doing it ourselves. You got people heading up precincts, heading up counties that are on the take.
And in the case of Broward, she's been to court and lost many, many times.
Many times.
And she's been found guilty of criminal activity. So that's why Rick Scott isn't taking it sitting down.
He's suing.
He knows exactly what's happening.
He's fired up, isn't he?
Yeah, he should be.
Not only is he suing, he's sending the FDLE to Broward.
He's the governor. He's the governor. And he dealt with her before. I was watching one of the... He could have, after her 2016 throwing the ballots in the garbage, he could have fired her right then and there, and he gave her a slap on the wrist.
They had a third-party candidate in Broward County a couple of years ago running for something, and he ended up, this gentleman was really screwed over. What was his name? Tim Canova. And I guess he has video of the ballots being transported in private vehicles and a rented truck
mm-hmm.
on election night. Just a real proof of what was going on. And it's a real quagmire.
Yeah, it's a huge scandal.
Well, it's like that teacher there in Broward found a box in her classroom. I think it was labeled "Emergency Democratic Votes Only."
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And this, the 18 years to fix this. 18 years. And every 2 years, there's two counties in Florida that have the same damn problem.
At least Palm Beach seems to be better at covering it up. Broward gets caught.
Every time. Every single time.
But
put them through the machine again, they'll spit them out as not counting.
Isn't it amazing, though, what Haney said before about how they're all coming in Democrat?
They have to. Otherwise, what's the point?
I mean, it's not like 66% Democrat. I mean, it's like
It's not even 90%. It's any votes they find will be Democratic votes.
It's incredible.
Now, I know I've known Haney for a lot of years. Do you remember what he said on election day when we were signing
mm-hmm.
off?
Or as I like to call it.
And saying, good night. We said, get out and vote. And you said, tomorrow, get ready.
Or as I like to call it, recount Eve. And what did I tell you? MSNBC showed the graphic the day before the election. Florida governor, too close to call.
Yep. Recount
and
Eve.
And they had the numbers and everything plugged in.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Unbelievable. Wake up.
4 hours of whatever is going on in their heads. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Gotta say a howdy-do He's texted us as well. Want to say hi to Scott. He stopped by the radio station just moments ago and brought us this.
What do you got there?
I think it's a set of them. What is it? They are some Franklin Mint History of the United States bronze coins.
Oh, that's very nice.
And
what's on them?
Stories about the U.S.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there was one other thing in here. I might keep this one. It's a giant Richard Nixon bronze
coin. Oh, hell yes. You're keeping that?
Yeah, I might keep this one.
Well, what do I get?
Pass it around.
You can have the rest of them if you want.
Look at that. Check that out, Haney.
There you go.
That is a thing of beauty.
Yep.
It's got heft to it.
Oh,
holy.
So that would. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, man. Are these all the exact same?
No. I think it's a set.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
Because I know what a deal maker he is.
Yeah.
I'd like to go down and see Aaron Walker hand him this gigantic Richard Nixon coin and go, I'd like a Maxima, please. Will this do?
He'd take it under consideration. You better believe it. Speaking of Aaron Walker.
Oh, man, look at these. Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah, you keep those over there. We got to do this.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Oh, I'm looking at it.
All right, okay.
Aaron Walker would like these.
Hold on a second. Junior.
Oh, these are beautiful.
You can look at those all you want.
Junior?
Haney?
Based on what you just said to me, you're not to put your hands on these.
Oh, really?
They're not for you.
Oh!
Don't you ever blaspheme in here again.
Did he blaspheme? What did he say? What did he say?
Yeah, he's...
What did he say?
I'm not going to say it. If he wants to tell you, I'll let him.
What did you say to my buddy Haney?
I told him I'm a Democrat.
In this day and age.
What? Because I go into you got to.
No, I've got something going on too.
Can you keep your mouth shut for a minute,
Stan?
Haney,
did you hear that?
He's. I don't care that he's a Democrat. I don't.
I do because I know he's really not.
Look,
and I.
He has to find that out for himself. He's under a lot of peer pressure. I overheard a phone call. He was going to some kind of Democratic rally against the election thing.
What? No.
He was rallying against the election?
I was talking to my buddy, and he's involved in the local Democratic scene, and he was helping with all the recounts and stuff.
See?
I told you.
Oh.
You know what? I know we can't do it today. But I think at some point we're going to need to get Uncle Ted on the phone, and he can speak to him.
I would allow it on the phone, not in person.
Would you be willing to talk to Ted Nugent?
I'd talk to Ted Nugent.
Motor City Madman?
I wouldn't mind talking to him.
Yeah, he'll straighten you out. All right. We got to take care of Aaron Walker.
All right, yeah. I want to
Aaron Walker.
Yep. Naples Nissan. Hear me out now. Minimum $7,000 trade.
Wait a second. I thought it was eight.
Start over. I had it in my head.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we're going to talk about eight. Take two. Because I got a good one on this one.
All right.
All right? Because this is...
Do you want me to say the same thing or do it differently?
Do it differently.
Because I was doing my thing.
No, wait a second.
And then you were going to go, hold on.
No, wait, hold it.
See, we're professionals.
Yeah,
that's why Aaron Walker believes in us.
Take two.
All right, Naples.
I know where you were going with this.
And you fought me on it.
No, we were on the same page. I was just going at it through another. I was going through another door. Hold on. Roll them. Naples Nissan. $7,000 minimum trade-in. Towards a brand new Nissan automobile. You got a junk, you got a bomb, you got all of that. $7,000 minimum trade.
Push, pull, tow.
Yep. Now, as Haney suggests, say it now. I thought it was $8,000.
I thought it was $8,000.
$7,000 minimum trade, and then he's going to plank down on the desk when the deal's done.
Uh-huh.
A $1,000 Visa gift card. So you got the seven grand cash for the trade-in.
Right.
And then he says, you know what? You and the missus have a little fun. Here, I'm going to put down some plastic. Here's $1,000.
Very nice. Visa okay, I get it now.
All right. Towards a Murano, Maxima, Titan. Your trade might be worth more, but how many of you say, this thing's worth $1,500? There ain't no $7,000 plus a little plastic coming your way. It's doing it all this month. Head down to Pine Island or Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off I-75.
You know, the card works well, the holiday shopping and all that.
Precisely. You got an extra thou in plastic.
Boom, you're ready to go.
$7,000 minimum trade.
One for you, seven for me.
Yep. Go to NaplesNissan.com, or better yet, go on down there and say, I'd like to speak to Aaron Walker, please.
And they'll go, do you have an appointment? And you'll go, no, I'm friends with Stan and Haney. My apologies, sir.
Naples Nissan. There we go. Get that done. See, we're professional.
Yeah. I don't know why you fought me on that. You could have just rolled right into it.
I know.
Boy, these coins are impressive.
Aren't they? grab bag. Grab bag. You know what you're
I'm
doing?
Sorry.
You're not looking at them as a
Dave,
collection or something.
No,
you're looking
I'm
at it to cash
Haney,
in.
Man.
Dave cannot get over the Nixon coin.
Yeah, that thing's just ridiculous looking.
That's one of the greatest things I've ever laid
awesome.
My eyes on.
You know what? I don't think you can keep this. I think we should have a hole drilled in it and give it to Dave as a necklace.
Not that.
Yeah.
Not the. Yeah.
What's up, mother?
Oh, really? Give it to him as a necklace. Let him go around doing
man.
It. And then one day you won't see it around anymore.
Let me just look at it.
You won't?
I just want to look at it.
Because he'll pawn it.
Oh, shut up.
You
Stan.
Will, like you did everything else you've gotten from us.
That's not true.
No.
You called him on that GoPro and he brought it in.
Yep. I used it Christmas. We used it filming Christmas.
Where is
all
it?
That
no,
stuff.
You didn't.
No, you didn't bring it in.
Yeah,
no,
we did.
You didn't.
We used it. We filmed it Christmas last Christmas.
That was my GoPro.
That was not yours.
That's
don't
all right.
You dare try.
You can bring it in any day next week, man. Right.
Yeah, just like the St. Gabriel medal.
He's wearing something now.
Yeah, what are you wearing now?
What?
Oh, you're not wearing it anymore.
No.
It broke last night.
It burned into his chest.
See what happens when I go to brag on you?
Yeah.
I know, it broke on me last night during a song.
During a song?
Yeah.
What song?
Slipknot's new one.
Well, I don't care for that song then.
Yep.
It'll break a cross off your neck.
Yeah, it did. Broke it right off. Couldn't believe it.
Peter Mug North.
Scary,
will you
bro.
Shut up while I do this?
Yeah, bro.
Sit back.
I'm trying.
Stop ending every sentence.
Quit talking to me.
Shut up. God, you make me sick.
You love me.
I can't stand you. A cop in Florida. This is amazing if you've seen the video. Cop in Florida saw a guy driving 90 miles per hour in the opposite direction on the interstate earlier this year. So he did a U-turn, drove over the median, and drove 140 miles per hour to catch up to this guy who was driving down the wrong way. Passing people on the shoulder, by the time he got to the guy, he had crashed his car. It had caught on fire. He reaches in the car, pulls the driver out just as the whole car gets engulfed in flames. It's unbelievable.
Dave just did that.
And she's got a brake light out, but it's just one. I don't recommend doing that, but I don't do it that often, so it smells like smoke. I think the car's trying to catch on fire.
Wait!
1656, can you have 1069-51? My car's catching on fire.
1564, the trooper is out of the vehicle.
Huh? No, it's all freaking. There's fire everywhere.
Oh, we got you on camera.
Fire everywhere. Can you turn it out? Look at the bottom. You gotta go under the truck, too. Yeah, I'm good. It's in the back seat.
The trooper is not injured at this time. The vehicle is in fire on the front.
All my stuff's in there. Yeah. Can we get that out?
Yeah,
my
can you get my
in
stuff?
There. My key is in there. My car key. Can we at least get that?
Or you won't need the car key.
Yeah. Lots of it.
Where is it? Where?
Side door panel. I got Glock ammunition everywhere.
Don't bang, go bang, there, bang. Right? Remember the guy I told you about yesterday who had the alligator in his house? He was being evicted.
Yeah, but that's a good gator.
In Kansas City, Missouri.
He's tame.
Yeah, wags his tail.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, officials had to go and get the gator. The gator was living in the guy's hot tub. And this thing, they
happy as could be.
They had to get the lasso him and get the jaws closed, and he starts going into the death roll. It was mayhem trying to get this gator.
Let him flop around. He'll wear down, and then he'll slow down.
Yeah.
Try not to let him hit his nose up there. Just let him roll. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Strong.
That means he can bite.
He can bite.
Let him roll for a while. Let his wear down. You just let him go for the ride.
He said, don't worry about that. Good idea.
Hey, you all right, buddy? About chilled out?
Come here, Matt. Videotape this, Art. Yeah, this would be good PR.
Come on, Art.
Well, this son of a got some weight on him. Look at that.
Yeah, he's up there.
That's probably 150 pounds or more.
That means he's about the strength of a 900-pound man.
Can you get that other pole on around the snout?
Yeah. Hang on here a second.
Let me know what you want me to do, man.
Just chill out right now. We're just letting him...
Relax.
Slow down. So if we had him out on the ground, I would pin him with that pole and put the weight down on him.
Yeah,
boy, if you're in there, you're
well,
liable to
what you're
lose
to do
footing on him and get yourself bit.
Not necessarily.
He ain't going out yet.
Not yet, no. I just don't really want to jump in there on him because of the water.
You're
pussy.
So slippery. Bad,
yeah.
There was a camel on the loose in Miami.
There's a camel on the loose in the Redlands. What? Why is there a camel in the middle of the street? Poor baby. He's lost and scared. We live nearby and we came in the car and saw that the camel was still kind of wandering around the street. We've seen a lot of animals around here because it's all agricultural, but not a camel. Somebody actually came and tied him to the fence right there so that he wouldn't be in the street. It's a special day, I guess.
Well, you know, they're cute when they're little,
they
and you
sure
think,
are.
Oh, what a nice pet. And then they let them go in the Everglades, and now we got thousands of
them. Yep, that's what happens. I think he might have been a double humper, too.
Now, is that Asia?
I don't know.
I think the double humper's from Asia. In the Gobi Desert, whereas your single hump is Africa.
I can't remember. I saw the video. I can't remember.
Now, on a double humper, are you supposed to ride between the humps?
That's what I would do.
Or is it a two-seater?
You don't ride on top of the hump. You ride in the front part of the slope of the hump.
Well, you're on the hump. You got
no
choice.
You're on the hump, but you're not on top of the hump.
That's why I'm wondering. Is a double hump like a bicycle built for two?
Continuing in the nature, we now go to Minnesota. So we've been all over. Four guys in Minnesota found a bear, still a cub, but big enough.
Big enough to do what?
Damage.
Eat a finger or a hand?
A hand.
Okay.
Four guys in Minnesota found a bear cub, his head stuck in a metal bait barrel.
Did it have honey in it?
Could have been. Or a picnic basket in there.
Mm-hmm.
Bear couldn't get out, head stuck in the thing. So the four guys said, okay. Apparently he'd been stuck there for 2 days with his head stuck in the
thing.
Well,
they can hibernate.
So they called... Not when they're... So they called the game warden, and they freed the bear. Their master plan was basically to have one guy just grab the bear in a bear hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull the thing out, yank his head out, and... They did. As soon as the bear got out, he ran at the camera guy, but he didn't want any part of those four guys and split fast.
Oh, that poor guy. Oh, he's coming this way. Oh, he ran into the lights.
He was in there tight. I was pulling with everything I had. Did you get that?
He started running right at me, and I don't know what I got.
I tried, but I don't know what I got. So.
Oh, let's go back and watch.
Okay, fellas.
Yep, that's Minnesota.
Okie doke.
It's Minnesota. You know,
what is Minnesota? Are they like a meaner version of a Canadian?
Yeah, the same blood. Same blood. Right.
Slightly worse manners?
Slightly worse. The big drug trial for alleged drug kingpin El Chapo is about to begin. However, they've got a jury now. It took a long time to get jurors because...
And they're so cruel to him because El Chapo asked if, prior to the trial, if he could hug and kiss his wife. And they said no. And he's like, why can't I just kiss my wife? She'll have the razor blade under her tongue.
Right. So it took him a long time to... They were dismissing jurors right and left. Because they were afraid or had some kind of contact with him?
Well, I would say, are you out of your mind?
To sit on that jury?
Selection for the high-profile trial of a Mexican drug lord is now complete. But this morning, his reputation is sparking fear for the juror's safety.
On Monday, a potential juror was dismissed after she told the judge, what scares me is that Guzman's family will come after jurors and their family.
One prospective juror was dismissed after asking for the drug lord's autograph.
Someone else was dismissed for liking a sandwich named El Chapo at his local deli.
A woman who watched Narcos was dismissed.
There's no way in hell I'd do that.
No.
What's in it for me? You're asking me to put my life on the line.
Were you able to watch South Park on Wednesday night?
No, I keep forgetting. I'm going to binge watch the whole damn season.
In case you missed it, Wednesday's episode of South Park was an apology for the 2006 episode Man Bear Pig.
Oh, classic.
Where they mocked Al Gore's warning about climate change. And here they run into Al Gore again about the whole Man Bear Pig from Wednesday's South Park.
I don't know if you remember us, but we're the kids you got to help try and capture Man Bear Pig. Well, you were right. You were totally right. Man Bear Pig is real, and he's killing lots of people in our town.
Oh.
Please, Mr. Gore, we need your help. Man Bear Pig isn't going to stop.
Oh, is it inconvenient now? I tried to warn you all, but no one took me cereal. You all just made fun of me, didn't you? Well, now you can just deal with it yourselves.
Please, just tell us. How do you stop it?
You stopped it all those years ago when I freaking warned you and you still had time.
There has to be something we can still do. Please, Mr. Gore, you're the only person who knows anything about it.
Say you're sorry for making fun of me.
We didn't realize there were
You're sorry for making fun of me.
We're sorry for making fun of you.
That didn't sound serial at all.
Absolute Law text line, bite my Minnesota ass.
Well, I guess they're more aggressive than I did.
I told you they are.
I thought that was only on the ice, eh?
Here, let me explain something here. You got your Canada.
Yeah.
Now.
And they're right there.
The Canadians, very mild-mannered for the most part. They don't like confrontation. Your Minnesotans, they have Canadian blood in them, but they're mixed breed. Where they're almost like, think of it as they got a little pit bull in them.
A little.
Yeah, where they can get quite aggressive.
Yeah, but that's what you see on the ice. A lot of the hockey players in Minnesota.
Yeah. Never quite as good as the Canadians, though.
But much more aggressive.
Yes. They would play the part of a goon.
Yeah. Can't skate like a Canadian, but boy, they can punch.
Yep. So there you go. You should be glad for that, Mr. Minnesota. Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. open up the phones. I thought of something today, too.
Who usually wins in a fight between on the ice between a Minnesota kid and a Boston kid?
Boston kid, that's an excellent question. Usually the Boston kid, because
Minnesota usually have size on them.
But Minnesotans still think they can play hockey.
They still want to score a goal.
They still want to score. Somebody from Boston doesn't they know give why a they're rat's there. Ass.
Yeah.
They know exactly why they're there.
No hesitation.
No. No.
Those gloves almost take themselves off.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You pit a Robbie Fedoruk from Minnesota against a terrible Teddy Green.
Who played for the, you know. Yeah, sure.
We'll be back.
Old-time hockey.
Here's what I wanted to tell you. I was talking to Zito because I told him Dave texted that he was going to be late. And Zito said the thing that we all agree, whether he's...
I said it was possible.
Whether he's on time or he's late, how does that benefit or hurt you? It doesn't. He doesn't do anything. And so it brought me back.
Well, he's trying to build a rep.
Yeah, he brought me back to the office, and I was thinking, a couple of weeks ago, we gave him a big opportunity to do stand-up comedy.
Oh.
And I said, you know, and he struggled through it because he didn't have material. Now, I have, and he used to do this stuff. I have some joke material that maybe we can introduce him like he's at the club, but he's got the jokes and see if he can deliver.
Stan, you know that his reading comprehension isn't all not that well good.
Come on.
Then maybe he can... I'm going to give you this break.
Do you think your reading comprehension is where it needs to be?
Comprehension, yes.
I'm going to, during the commercial break, I'm going to give him stuff. Then he can memorize three or four of them. Doesn't have to read
That's
them.
A lot of pressure.
That is.
Well, you're going to do it.
Can I just have them?
We're going to take you to the imaginary Sir Laughs a Lot.
Yeah.
You know, about 9:30 at night. As they bring
what if it's the chuckle bucket?
The chuckle bucket? We can call it the chuckle bucket.
The old chuckle bucket.
You know, or the gay and lesbian club to
Tee hee hee.
We'll be back.
Remember years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96
K-Rock. Saw it with our own eyes. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Later on today, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. Last week, a lot of teams had byes, so there were less games, but Broadway, 8-4 in his picks last week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he did a really good job. So that'll be coming up in a little bit. We'll open up the phones to this hour, 277-9600. Got some prizes. But Zito was talking, the listeners, what can Dave do? And a couple of weeks back, Haney was really working with him on his stand-up comedy. That's a dream of the Watermans. He'd like to do a little stand-up comedy.
He's always wanted to do it.
And has been unable to pull it off. Last time he tried this, he tried to ad-lib it, and it sucked. And Haney really...
Well, you're being kind.
Yeah. And so during the break, I gave him some contemporary material, told him, and then Haney said, well, he can't read it because he doesn't read too well. And then I told him, well, memorize a few of them. Memorize a few jokes. Get a routine down. Know where you're going. Know where the punchline is. And get the feel for
it. And so right now, you're going to remove from him the written jokes.
I am.
Well, hold on. I'm still learning.
No, you ain't learning yet. Plenty of time
that
to learn.
Is horrible. Okay.
All right, now. And
we are going to give you full production value on this.
A very club-like atmosphere.
Let's hit it before I forget them.
Stan, do you want to be the MC?
No, I want you to be the MC. You're good at doing that. You can introduce them. Remember, the club has drink specials and all that. Let's bring them up and then let him do his routine. I'll give you, Dave, if you're on a roll, I'll let you go, as any good club owner would do. Hey, if you're if you take off, man, it's yours.
Yeah,
if not, we'll have to bring the hook out.
Well, you said these are contemporary.
You don't know them? You had a chance to read them?
Yeah, they don't. Okay.
What? What's the matter?
Nothing. Hit it.
Haney, hit it.
Is he in charge?
No, he's not. He's not the MC. He's not the club owner.
Oh, that's right.
You're the act that is gonna go and help
Stan,
us.
Stan, that's called talent.
I don't trust me. I'm not ready to say that yet.
All right.
Shut up, man.
You shut up.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Twink. I'll be your MC tonight here at Tee Hee Hee, the LBGTQRS.
What is that? What?
That's comedy music.
Yeah. Yeah. Judy, go! Oh, no, no, try that again.
No, that's too much noise.
Yeah, they're introducing comics that aren't on our bill.
I'll have to go alternate then.
Here at Tahee-hee-hee.
Why do you say Tahee-hee-hee? It's Tee-hee-hee.
Tee-hee-hee. Like Tahee-hee.
Tahee-hee. Tahee-hee in Tahiti.
Okay, all right, go ahead. There you go.
No, I don't know if we can do Tee-hee-hee.
What do you want to do? Guffaws. The ha-ha hole.
The ha-ha hole.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Maybe I can do this.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everybody. It's great to see you all here again at the Chuckle Bucket. As always, there's a 2-drink minimum. We got all the funny guys and gals going up tonight here. It's a special night. Open mic night here at the Ha Ha Hole. Formerly the Chuckle Bucket.
Yeah, it suddenly changed names.
And now... I don't know.
Were you the owner of both?
Let's see.
Okay, try it again. Ah, no. There we go.
Hey, how we feeling today?
There we go.
And what should it be? What do we want to call it again? The club?
Guffaws.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Guffaws, the upscale comedy club.
Yeah. We only hire the best entertainment the world has seen.
Open mic night here at the, what is it, Guffaws?
Yeah, Guffaws.
Here at Guffaws, it is my distinct pleasure to bring to you a young man you may know from radio, jail, skateboard park, Dave the Waterman!
There he is, there he is.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, what a great crowd out here tonight, I got to tell you. You know, John Mellencamp. Shut up. Shut up. You get up here.
Try.
Hey.
You don't do that to your audience right off the bat. You got to grab them.
They're attacking me. John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan have recently announced their engagement.
Start over again. Introduce them.
Ah, jeez.
Be you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Open Mic Night. Here's Dave.
Hey, everybody. How are you tonight? I am used to that. How are you?
Yeah, woo.
What a great-looking crowd.
I'm so used to this many claps.
You got to be pumped up. Hey, everybody, how are you?
You're telling me to be myself.
Oh boy,
I'm being myself.
It's a pleasure to be here. You know what? Do you know what club you're at?
The Ha Ha Ho.
No.
Not Chuckle Bucket, the Who Nanny? Or where are we at?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Who Nanny. Here's Dave.
Thanks. Woo! Yeah, dude. Woo! Hey, I'm going to get one for myself because it's going to be good. All right, man. Let's get to it.
Now, see, he just brought the audience down.
Are you kidding me, bro? Come on now, Hutz. Come on.
Let's get to it.
Another crap. Come on, guys.
You made it sound like a chore.
Yeah, let's get to it. Here we go. Let's get to it. Let's get it over with. Act like you're glad to be there.
Okay, well.
Roll
them. Are we doing it again?
Roll
them. Jeez, man. Take 20. God.
Here's Dave.
Yeah, what a great crowd. Oh, man. You guys got to be pretty wasted to clap for me, man. I'm telling you.
I just flew in from Fort Myers.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
boy.
Yeah,
my arms are tired.
Yeah, boy.
Come on.
Oh, I got to tell you. You know, Brad and Angelina, they're going to... They're going to go to... Shut up
so
and let me do
bad.
My joke. Brad,
it's so bad.
You won't even let me start.
I'm trying to, but I'm ready to walk out.
Here, I'll buy you a drink. Stay for the show. In fact, a round of drinks for everybody on me. How about that? As long as everybody stays. All right, hey, check it out. Brad and Angelina Jolie are going to fight it out in court over the custody of their kids. So you know what? Get ready for another migrant caravan show.
Migrant caravan show?
Yeah, you know, there's another big television extravaganza. All right. Aretha Franklin's mansion's on sale.
Yeah.
And
let's get this over with.
Shut up, man. Aretha Franklin's mansion's on sale in Detroit. Easy to find. It's the only one not burning. You suck! Jane Fonda's calling Trump an absolute Adolf Hitler. She's pretty pissed.
Yeah, how pissed is she?
She's so pissed that, nobody wants to hear her talk about her having sex at 130 years old.
What?
Yeah, I see the hook. Don't worry. All right.
Seriously, can't you go and put effort into it? I mean, isn't that what you want to do?
I'm having fun here, man. You know, Avril Lavigne supposedly is dead. Okay. And supposedly there's a body double out there. But there can't be two people that sing that bad. This music is awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah. This is what you do at a paying club?
No, bro. I'd have a lot more prep. Okay, there's this rapper, I'm not sure who he is, that he goes by Lil Xan, and apparently he just takes Xanax all the damn time, so he's pretty comatose, and who in the hell is Lil Xan anyways?
Comatose?
Anybody know who Lil Xan is? I have no clue. Let's see, Al Roker in the news. He's going to replace Megyn Kelly on the Today Show. Yep, that's all he needs, more eye candy. I think that's all that's on the paper.
How do you feel about yourself?
Me? I feel great. You know? Sometimes, Dan, ignorance is bliss.
Not when you're trying to fulfill your dream.
I got to prepare a little bit more.
I would not want to be ignorant about a career path.
Zito, man.
What are you looking to him for?
Because he's looking at me. Just
yeah, in disgust.
No, he's not. He's just going, man, this guy's out of control.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy. You're out of control, man. You're so zany and zingaroos.
Hit me with one of them pieces of paper.
You know what? This is a secret that a lot of comics don't want out. But, Stan, you may know this. Before a big comic goes on, a lot of times they'll take a quick belt of whiskey. Why don't we try that?
Here
you go.
What?
Listen,
yeah.
Before the comics go on, they take a shot of whiskey.
Boss?
Oh, boss, is it okay that I do this?
No, I'm not.
Is it okay,
I'm
boss?
Not doing it.
And you know what?
I'm not falling.
The audience is sometimes having a few convivials as well.
Well, I'm so not falling for it.
No, falling for what?
You're asking little trick.
How about reality? You ever think of reality?
Plus, it's watered down. Somebody's been drinking it.
Oh, it's still got some potency to it.
Right.
Well, tell me, does it?
Yeah, see that? Almost fell for it. Almost fell for it.
Yeah, are you going to have a drink?
No.
Loosen yourself up?
Let me see it. Let me look at it. Let me smell it.
Go ahead.
Who's watching?
I can't
loosen you up,
dude.
Loosen you up,
dude. You don't understand.
Are you tense right now? Do you think that's why you're not being funny? You're a little tense.
Yeah, I'm a little tense.
Then
man.
Have a drink.
Of course, I'm tense, man.
Come on,
bro.
It's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, man.
Go ahead.
All right.
Ain't nothing you ever done here and here before.
Nah, we wouldn't do it again.
No, we wouldn't.
No. No, we wouldn't trick
dude,
you again.
Dude, we
wouldn't trick you again.
Why would we trick you again?
Because, man, I don't need to get in trouble, man. And it's like I'm been rolled
you
up so much.
You don't see Zeno running in here. Stop it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's just sitting there.
Okay, Mr. Tough Guy.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Look what he's doing.
What an idiot.
Stupid idiot.
What the hell are you doing, Dave?
Drinking again. You stoop.
That's whiskey.
That's whiskey.
That's water.
It ain't water. Look at this. This bottle was, when we started this gag, full. You idiot.
See what they do to me, man?
Yeah. There, now you're loosened up, huh? Can't you believe this?
Personal file.
You're a jerk, man.
Offense. He was giving them the business.
What a jerk, man.
You're the jerk. You're the one drinking whiskey
you're
on the air.
You're sitting there going, go for it. Do it. Go for it.
Yeah, but it's a test to see if you've learned anything.
I keep pushing it back, and he's pushing it back at me.
Okay. Have you learned anything?
Yeah.
You have? Did you drink the whiskey again today?
It hit my lips.
It more than it hit your lips. It's like one of those guys that are in a Coca-Cola commercial with the glass bottle, and it's bubbling all up.
I can't help it if I got skills.
So you
skills?
Skills? Drinking skills?
Yeah.
Oh, I won't doubt that. I won't doubt that. I've seen you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to apologize about all those times that I've...
You're just doing it now. You're sitting here on a stool drinking whiskey.
Hey, tell him you're smart.
I am smart. I'm damn smart.
You know things.
And I do know things. And let me tell you, I just want to apologize to you, too, for all the times I've ruined when, when I've been out partying really hard.
Oh, look who's here, the program director.
Oh, that's just great.
Hello, Mr. Zito.
Hold on, wait a minute. There we go.
How you doing there, boss?
Hey, boss. What's up, man? Oh, no, man. Come on. No,
yep.
No,
yep.
No.
That's your boss.
Take the ball cap off. The dunce cap goes on.
Really, dude?
Dunce cap. You don't learn. He wears a tie to work, but his head's all bedhead.
Dude, my hair's growing out.
You're
what
pathetic.
Do you think about that?
You look like a drunk.
Shut up! You're such a dick,
we'll
man!
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hey, what do you...
You know... You make it, he feels like he can't win.
Yeah, feel like you can't win when you're on here on a 100,000-watt station kicking back whiskey when you know you shouldn't be.
You tricked him.
How did I? I tricked him. And he falls for it every time, huh? Let's see, we got a new nickname for Dave the Waterman, Dumbass Dave.
That's not true. He's a Florida badass.
Yep.
Use a microphone, son.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted because I know who's in the room. And it's
Well, Uncle Matt's
here.
It's
your Uncle Matt.
How you doing, Uncle?
And you know what? He's very disappointed.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I see it.
Dave, first of all, let me tell you about the Uncle Matt talk and where it all came from, the genesis of the Uncle Matt talk.
All right.
We have a lack of male role models in my family due to death, most of all. And so I have been called upon on many occasions as the senior male in my family to talk to the younger people in my family and kind of set them straight.
Yeah, put that hat on.
So let me explain a couple of things about an Uncle Matt talk and where we're going with this thing, okay?
Let's get it.
Thank you, Uncle Matt.
Thank you, Uncle Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all, shut up. I don't want to hear another word from you, okay? First of all, I don't like that look on your face.
Whoa.
I don't like that look on your face.
Okay? I can't look at you because
I want you to put a look on your face that you're absorbing every word that I say to you.
All right.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Don't look down at the floor. Don't look up at the sky. Roll your eyes at me, and you know what'll happen. We'll step outside. I'll apply a New York City ass kick and the like you have never seen in your life.
Right. I heard him do this exact same speech to a part-timer.
I will bring a couple of my boys down here, and we will wipe up shop with you. Understand me?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, here's the story. There's a lot of people in this building who have looked out for you over the years. I have been in and out of this building over the last 20 years or so. I've been a listener. I've been an employee. And over the years, there have been a number of people who have taken you under their wing and given you an amazing opportunity here. You are studying under two of the most talented broadcasters, not only in this town, but in the entire broadcasting industry. Stan.
Hi.
Many, many years of experience. Mark Haney. Many, many years of experience. Jeff Zito. And I work here, too. And every Friday afternoon, you turn this place upside down. Showing no regard for the people that work here.
None.
No regard for the people that have trained you.
Nope.
Let me give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I came in here after taking a break. Jeff Zito was wandering around the parking lot. And Jeff is about the most mild-mannered guy I have ever worked for. What a great boss. Don't you all agree? Incredible boss. He's wandering around the parking lot. And I'm like, Jeff, what's wrong with you? He's like, Waterman, he's driving me crazy. I'm trying to get out of the building. I'm trying to go to the Keys. I'm trying to have a weekend, but I can't because Brad Beasley is calling me into the office and Dave is disrupting things around here and I can't get anything done. It's week after week after week. I give this guy opportunities to get on the radio and what does he do? He drives me insane.
Yep.
Same story for Stan.
Yep.
Stan has taken you. God, what an opportunity.
Yep.
I've learned so much working with this guy. Imagine what you could learn if you would just open your ears.
Yeah, one ear, not the other.
And pay attention to what these guys are trying to show you. Now, I think that's what they're looking for from you.
Bring up about the drinking whiskey on the air.
Unbelievable. How could you do something like that? You know it's against company policy. I mean, it's written right there in black and white.
That's a fireable offense.
Everybody gets a copy of it. I mean, we could march you right out the back door right now. I mean, Jeff's in charge. He's put himself in charge today. He could march you right out the back door, career over. Done.
Yeah, put that hat back on.
So I think what you ought to do is pay attention to these guys. Stop giving them static, especially stop giving the boss static.
That's right.
You know? I mean, these guys, they're your supervisors. But this guy right here, he's the boss.
And you show him disrespect.
Aggravate him every week.
Yep.
And a guy that's not easily aggravated. So, I hope we've come to an understanding here. And you understand what's at stake here. You understand that there is a circle of people around here who have given you an opportunity that many people would die for to be on the radio on a 100,000-watt radio station with the reputation of K-Rock. So I suggest to you that you start paying attention, start taking this a little more seriously, and understand what an opportunity you've been given here. Right, guys?
Here, here.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Uncle Matt.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll leave you guys to deal with the rest of this.
Somebody just texted, just simply fire.
A lot of disappointment in this room.
Yeah.
By the way, the Uncle Matt talk is available for you people out there. If you do have a troublesome child.
Somebody wants to know if this is on tape.
Send them to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, Uncle Matt.
You're welcome.
Another texter, I guarantee. Dave checked out 3 minutes ago.
That's a good talk.
That's a great talk. He spoke the truth. He spoke the truth, Boozy. Look at your hair. It's like Nick Nolte.
Nah, that's not. That's, okay, Nick Nolte on a good day.
Okay, now we got to build him up now.
Okay, now you're the best at building somebody up, too.
Yeah, can you build him up, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, Dave, we only tell
Here,
you this.
I'll film it.
We only tell you this stuff because we love you. And if we didn't love you, we would just ignore you like most of the other people that work in this building. So I would take all these words of wisdom. Yeah. Take all these words of wisdom. Let them marinate if you can, and
marinate.
Think
that's
about
too much about alcohol.
Think
marinating
about it
in gin.
See what I'm saying?
Disappointment. Yep. It's just.
I thought this was build-up time.
It's when your father doesn't yell at you, but your father looks at you right in the eye and says, "You know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed," and that hurts worse than anything else, doesn't it?
Yeah. Shorts and a dress shirt. Does he sell trinkets and books door to door?
I don't know what else is to be said, Dave. I don't know what else I could say to you.
Oh, I'm just reading some of the comments. This is build up time. Any words of encouragement for him?
I mean, he's been given the keys.
He has been.
And I've been doing, I think, a fairly good evening show, man.
You've been okay. You've surprised me at times.
And at times disappointed.
Well, Saturday night's experiment was a disaster.
Yeah. I agree with you. Tell them
the importance of show prep and knowing what you're going to talk about when the mic's open.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of following along like a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, do you know where you're going every time that microphone's on?
I try to, but I also need to get with my co-host.
Uncle Matt was
more
here. He wouldn't like that look, would he?
No.
He got that look.
How come you can't look Zito in the eye when he's talking to you?
Don't be a jerk, man.
Don't respect me.
Sorry.
Respect me.
He does me.
Can't look at him with that hair. That Nick Nolte hair. Yeah.
Oh, good day.
See what he does to me, though, man.
Why are you putting the blame on me? You know, stop deflecting to me. Stop deflecting.
I see him having a good time with you, and he can't separate the land of make-believe with...
Oh, I can.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
Of make believe.
Don't, dude. I can't stop.
Then put the dunce cap back on.
No, I can't wear that no more. That is.
Do you know Jeff Zito paid a lot of money for
that? I did. I paid a lot of money for that.
$5.99, right?
No, $20.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. 2-day shipping on Amazon.
Oh.
Yep. Put it on.
Yeah. Makes him happy.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I know. Let me ask you this.
But seriously. I mean,
yeah.
Lights are going. I mean, I think me and Roger
what
are really
you got coming up tonight?
Blending good. I'm not telling you yet.
Because you don't have anything.
We got 5:30 to come. I got time to prepare.
See?
No. Look. Hey, man.
Come on. Indoor voice, Dave.
Yeah.
Sorry,
man.
It's okay.
Is that a zipper tie?
That's a real tie. That's a real Windsor.
That's a real tie.
That's a real Windsor knot. Yeah, I already looked at that. I can't believe it. Who tied it for you?
It's a real tie.
Who tied it for you?
I'll tell you who tied it. Junior tied it for him.
Oh.
No, Junior didn't tie it for me.
He didn't?
No.
He tied the other one.
Oh.
No, he didn't. Remember?
Daddy tied that one for you?
That was your old lady that did
that. Oh, she tied that one?
No. Not this one.
Who tied this?
I've got 50 ties, bro.
Who tied it?
50 ties.
Who tied that?
I did this one. It took me a long time.
Do it right now.
I can't do it again. I had to do it through a YouTube video, so it took a while, and I don't remember how to do it. No, no, don't mess it up, dude.
Let's try it. We can tie. I know how to tie it.
It took a long time.
Yeah. I can't remember how to do it, so it's not
gonna
happen.
You got four other people here that know how to tie a tie.
Right.
I don't know how to do a double Windsor like Junior does, though.
I'm lost.
You don't even know how to start it?
All right, ready? Go.
Something like you fold it over and then go around.
You can watch this live, by the way. Whose channel is this on?
It's on K-Rock, yeah.
It's great music.
I think I got it backwards. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta look at television.
Did he get a cup of soup with that tie?
No soup for you, remember?
Looking good, Sonny. Looking good.
I can't see.
You should be able to do it in the dark.
How old are you, Dave? You got to learn how to tie a tie. By Monday, I think you should come in here and you should learn how to tie a tie. For a successful guy, it's something that you should know, Dave, how to do.
Tie your tie. Yeah. Seriously, tie it. Show everybody you know how to do it. Tie your tie. Do it.
You got it, man.
You got it. So far, so good.
You did it before.
I'm dead serious.
Man, dude.
Tie your tie.
I can't, man. Yeah.
You did. You said you tied this one.
Well, tie your tie. But I had to go, like, step by step, man, on YouTube.
What in God's name are you doing? Tie your tie.
See the...
Zito, tie it for him, just like you used to have to do to your son when he was about 5.
I got no hair left.
45 years old.
Shut up, man. I'm tired.
What does that have to do with your hair?
It's been a long day already.
Look at that Nick Nolte hair.
It's been
on a good day.
A long day already, man. And I still got...
Sit up straight so...
A long way to go.
Papa Zito can tie your tie.
Thank you, Papa.
Thanks,
there,
Zito.
There we go. There it is. Look at that.
I didn't see.
He needs it good and snug.
Thanks, bro.
Good and snug.
Hey, man.
You really don't know how to tie a tie.
I mean, I'm
somebody
not...
Wants to know, somebody wants to know, is he handicapped?
You know what? They're all going to find out, man.
Find out what?
How badass I am.
Make it like a 1940s short tie.
What the hell is that?
It ties up right just below the chest.
Zito, man.
I can't believe you can't tie that.
Dude, look, man. All right.
There you go.
Nice. Nice job. That's a single Windsor.
Thank you, dude.
All right, now that you've seen that and paid attention, do it yourself.
I didn't even watch him.
No, because just like with Uncle Matt, 3 minutes, you're tuned out.
Where are you going, Dave?
Hey, we're on the air.
Let him go, guys. If you love him, you let him go.
Yep. If you love something, set it free.
I don't know what you're doing, man.
Because, bro, this is it's insanity.
Why? The tie looks good. He tied you a good tie.
I know, man. Thank you.
That is perfect.
I thought I had
it's a nice Trump length.
Is it?
Yep.
Right down to the old crotchety crotch.
All right,
whatever, man.
Yeah.
I need to burn one, dude.
Yeah, you sure do. Because you haven't learned a single thing.
The only thing you're thinking about
is let's go have a smoke.
No, I'm soaking up everything right now, Ron. Right. You know what?
I'm going to take a
break. A lot of people did make me look bad.
Name 3 things that you learned. 3 things.
To pay attention to you guys more than I have been. To listen to my main man boss here, Zito.
Show a little more respect.
Show more respect. And don't let anybody down. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Keep showing up. Show prep up, all that sort of stuff, man.
Just like what you wrote. It's up there on the wall.
I know I wrote that.
Yeah, there, look at that. Zito. Mop bucket.
You're doing a good job, Dave.
That's a way to build him up, Haney.
Yeah. Helps out, man.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop your whining, you big baby!
Keep
man
it up.
Up! Man up!
Bro, you want a man?
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Just the other day, Zito was bragging on you about how he was surprised that you've showed up every day.
It's not even just that, man. I mean, I think me and Marley are doing good together, man.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
What are you doing, Dave?
Hey, you got responsibilities. Hey, if you're walking out like that, you better clock out. Clock out.
You know, I've been putting everything I got into this, man.
Are you?
I'm trying.
Is that why you're at your other job? It's slipping.
Oh, God almighty, I'm never going to win nothing.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain, which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know what, buddy? You know, Dave?
What's up,
pal,
buddy?
You know what? You've been through a lot the last hour. What do you say you have a drink?
Take the edge off. Nobody could blame you.
Nobody would blame you on this one.
No.
Nobody.
You know what? It sounds real good.
You deserve it, pal.
It sounds real good, but no.
You deserve it.
No, Stan, stop.
No, I'm saying it's been a long hour for you.
I'm burnt.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you deserve it.
No.
You came through like a champ.
Why are you doing this to me, man?
You came through like a champ, bruh.
Why? I'm not doing it.
Not a jury in the world.
Don't you dare.
You deserve it.
What are you pointing to Junior for?
Because he's going, do it.
What?
Now, Dave, I want you to think about over the course of your life. How many times have you done something because somebody's going, do it?
Oh, God, I can't even count the amount of times.
Yeah, well, one more won't hurt. Come on, there you go. You deserve it, pal.
Man.
You earned it.
You earned it.
There you go, bud.
Yeah, man. I don't blame you.
I'm telling you.
It's been one hell of a stressful hour for you.
It's been a long day.
And you deserve it.
Yep.
It's been a long day.
Take the edge off, bud.
I got the cork right here. And, you know.
Maybe I'll loosen the tie up a little bit.
Yeah, sure. That was a nice tie job. Sure. As a matter of fact, the guy just said, don't feel bad, Dave. I couldn't tie a tie until I was 7. Go ahead. Bottoms up. You deserve it.
Have at it.
This was one of those days. And you know
nobody
what?
In the world
gonna
blame you.
Nobody
for that.
In the world gonna blame you.
All right, man.
Yeah, nobody's gonna blame you.
As long as I'm not gonna get in trouble.
No,
Zito's
who would?
Long
how
gone.
The hell would
Come
you
on.
Get in trouble for that?
You know what?
You earned it.
Yeah, he did.
This is quality stuff.
If I went through that kind of stuff like that, I'd earn it too.
Yep. Go ahead, champ.
My heart's palpitating, boys.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're a little jumpy.
Yeah, just calm down.
Calm down, and you know.
All right.
Yeah.
That's just that little.
Yeah. Just a little take the edge off. It's calm the nerves.
It's called a taste test.
You know how when you have a few drinks, how you ease up?
It's a taste test.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just a taste test.
Just a swig.
Anything you want to call it. I mean, I think you deserve it.
Man, that stuff smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right good there. Stuff.
When it's up close to your. Look at this idiot. You know what? It doesn't matter. You every single time. The bottom line is, in your employee handbook, you don't drink alcohol.
Nobody
on
gave
air.
Me a handbook.
Oh, well, then you got a problem there, too, because I know for a fact you've had one.
20 years ago.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Haney and I, despite people, ever drink alcohol on the air? Never.
Nope.
But yet you still do it.
Got fooled again.
You still do it.
Never going to win, man.
What is it that Bush said?
Never
fool
gonna
me once.
Yeah, shame on me.
Fool me twice and won't get fooled again.
Yeah. Here's Drunky.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Did it take the edge off?
Not really, man.
Oh, then have another. Come on, Stan.
Nope.
Get it down.
No, no, no. I got a show to do later, bro. I got a big show later, and I'm not going to have you ruin it.
Nah, we wouldn't do that twice,
would
we?
No.
Nah, this time for real.
All right, okay. Stop. Stop. Get that damn bottle out of here.
What are you talking about? Is it teasing the disease?
Just a little. Okay, I can admit that.
Yeah.
Right?
You getting the shakes?
No, man. I'm actually calm now. All right. Lee Akers, we've got a crash. No injuries at...
People are pleading with him on the text line. Don't do it. No matter what they say, don't do it.
Well, I can't even read that far.
Oh, that doesn't matter, you idiot.
If I could read that far, I'd take their
You're
advice.
An idiot.
Mobley Street East and Milwaukee Boulevard, there's a crash, no injuries. We've got a crash in Fort
Milwaukee.
Myers.
Yeah,
at McGregor Boulevard and Capcock Court, right in front of the Chevron. And then in Fort Myers, we have...
That's what alcohol does to you, kids.
We have a disabled vehicle on I-75 southbound at mile marker 140. You're now up to date.
Almost... What were you, like a second behind a bad accident the other day?
Yeah, that was, I left here on Wednesday and was headed northbound on 41. And right before Sanibel, there was a car that had overturned just about, you know, probably about 200 yards in front of
Thank
me.
Thank God you were on a natural drunk swerve and got out of the way.
No, I pulled over and I jumped out and they.
Because you were going to get them out, right?
I was going to help them get out, but they actually started climbing out through the sunroof.
Coming up in less than 1 hour.
Pretty wild, man.
Will be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney, where today alcohol has not crossed his lips because he knows in the employee handbook that's a fireable offense.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time alcohol crossed my lips just because I'm bored with
it. Yeah. Dave's not bored with it.
Don't be a jerk, bro.
He's 45 years old.
I'm not 45, man.
And he ain't bored with it.
I'm not 45. Why do you keep aging me?
How old are you?
You do have a birthday coming up, though.
You're damn right I do.
And when is that?
December 12th.
Mm-hmm. And how old?
44, man.
Whoa.
Did you decide what you want for your birthday?
No, I don't need nothing this year.
Do you know what you want for Christmas?
No,
I know what I'm
going to
get you. It's called the spin dry.
That's a very expensive gift.
Yeah.
Don't be smart with me, man.
Don't be. What did Uncle Matt say to you?
That's right. Sorry.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you did not know. They did this insane survey that sounds like a conversation drunks would have at a bar.
Mm. Oh, what's he talking about you? How about shutting up?
Why'd you react to that, Dave? I wasn't talking about
you. I'm listening to him. Talkity talk over here.
But
what
it's
the hell?
It's one of those surveys where it asks people, you know, what would you do for $10,000? Would you be willing to have something horrific happen? And we'll have that for you.
Guy wants to know, what's the bitch only taking little sips?
Right.
You can't drink like a man.
You'd be wrong there, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how fast he gets drunk that's, like, woman-like.
No. What happens is I'll shoot, like, 14 shots in a row, and then it hits.
And then you go and tell your friends, F you. Right. And
I did not mean to say that.
And the problem with that is... that means by, you know, noon, you're out of commission.
Yeah, that's when I'm riding on an elevator.
Toilet sick.
Mm-hmm. Passed out.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Face down on the ground with your fly open.
Been there.
I know.
You know, they say America is a divided country.
Yeah. I'm looking at the news right now. You'd never know it.
But I don't know that that's true. I think it's just the internet. Because the internet will argue about anything.
I know that.
The latest? People can't agree on what color Oreos are.
They're chocolate brown and white on the inside.
Some people think Oreos are, what you said, black.
Yeah.
Others believe they're brown.
Yeah.
And they're willing to fight. They're going to show up outside your house. Your wife's locked herself in the pantry.
Yep. Banging on your doorframe. Hey, my birthday is December 12th, too, says a texter. However, it's 28 for me.
First rehab at 28, right?
Is that what it was?
Milestones.
Yeah,
yeah,
is that what it was for you?
I was about 28 when I got put away.
Yeah.
Now, was that after you burned yourself or before?
After.
Here's one.
Skin burns faster when it's soaked in alcohol.
Jerk.
Here's a story that's relatable to Dave. He can tie his tie when he's able to watch a YouTube video.
Right.
And according to a new study, the top reason that people watch YouTube is to try and learn new things.
Yep.
Like I've used tying it many times.
Like tying a tie, tying your shoes.
Fixing your toilet.
Zipping a fly. Putting on pants one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
Trying to learn how to change your oil.
Why don't you shut up?
Man up.
You know, yesterday, Stan, we were talking about what life is like in New York City.
Yes.
You like it?
I like it.
I don't know. I haven't done it. But strange things happen there, like this. Someone keeps having soup delivered to a man's house in the creepiest way possible.
Love it. Details in less than an hour.
And finally, Dateline Palm Harbor, Florida. Police arrest a gentleman by the name of Ben Dover. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Boy. Jeez. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Boy, that is about as low as it's been. Got to crank it all the way up for this one.
You know, Dave knows all about this. It takes a lot of talent and hard work to be a successful stand-up comic.
Sure does, Mark.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't made it as a stand-up comic.
Listen carefully, Dave. Reasons why you haven't made it as a stand-up comic.
Got it, Stan.
Once you've made everyone laugh by pulling down your pant, you have nowhere else to go.
Yep, so true, right?
I love it.
You have a phobia of brick walls. You really have no idea whether or not you might be a redneck. Baseball watches you to fall asleep.
Kind of like your gig today.
What?
You deserve it. Have another.
Come on. Bottoms up, everybody. The loudest and most obnoxious heckler during your set is the club manager. About every 60 seconds, you tap the mic and say, "Hey, is this thing on?"
Hey, is this thing on?
You're only doing it because you're too ugly to be a stripper.
Yep. Come on!
The only standing ovation you ever got was when somebody pulled a fire alarm during your act.
Love it.
You already know the deal with airplane food and thus have no reason to ask.
Ha 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 ha.
You're a female comic who doesn't talk incessantly about her vagine. And finally, the very top reason you haven't made it as a stand-up comic.
Yes.
You keep forgetting to ask women for permission before masturbating in front of them.
Oh! Don't call women crazy.
Hey,
yeah, you old bitch.
You're crazy. Oh, bitch.
And that, my friends, is the final.
Elvis.
That's it, baby.
That's it, baby.
Freddie. Email. This email that's coming over the last day. This is from, well, probably doesn't want their name mentioned. Talking yesterday about, we were doing the thing about the lesbians kissing in public and scissoring and can't make babies. And
yep. I was accused of drinking.
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge supposedly injected with David Crosby's love juice. Then we got Jodie Foster, father unknown. Sarah Gilbert married to Linda Perry, donors unknown. Last but not least, Rosie O'Donnell.
Ugh.
Walked down to the Miami Beach Quickie Mart and had several injections over a period of years. Oldest daughter emancipated herself from that craziness. I wanted to win a prize and call in and say this, but many les friends of mine would recognize my voice. This is from Don. Heard you guys talking about Craftsman tools yesterday. Stan's girlfriend is correct. Lowe's has the Craftsman product now. Bought several tools from there myself recently. Good day to you, sir. Signed, Don.
Oh, here. Wow.
What?
You know, they've had these the big fires in California.
Yes.
The entire Westworld set burned down.
Whoa! This is from Andrew. He's a trucker from Pittsburgh. Ahoy, gentlemen. The conversation about Sears yesterday brought up a lot of fond memories. I went through Sears driver's education. At the age of 16, I didn't know they had that. You could take a Sears driver's education course. I owned a couple of J.C. Higgins firearms, which were made exclusively for Sears. My father would buy die-hard batteries, work shoes there. My grandfather had a commercial truck tire account in the 50s and 60s with Sears. It's hard to believe that such a juggernaut of a company could fall from grace. Well, I guess in 100 years, they'll be saying the same thing maybe about Amazon. Who knows? Signed, Andy, P.S. Go Steelers.
Man, they're going.
Oh, this is from Scatter.
That's what you call him.
Scatter writes, I was quite touched by your question of the week yesterday. Get it? What weren't you allowed to touch?
I'm quite touched. That was a joke.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for pointing that out.
That's a scatter funny. Ever since I was around 5, I have been allowed to touch everything I wanted. I have been the show runner and do not tolerate being told I am not allowed to do something. Obviously, I mean that within legal limits. But if I want to pick up a glass or something and smash it on the ground, that's what I'll do. If I want to go into a strip club and grab an entertainer's ass or jugs, that's my right. Well, signed, Scatter.
As long as they're properly compensated, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, was there anything you weren't allowed to touch?
My dad's riding lawnmower.
Yep.
You ever break that rule?
Oh, I broke that rule.
Did you get caught?
Oh, I got in big trouble.
Yep.
That's when you could get whipped.
Yep. That's what happened when you lost 3 toes. Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep. Ahoy, gentlemen. As we all should know, Sunday is Veterans Day. By the way, Captain Lazaro here in studio on Monday.
Awesome.
Draft fund check presentation. It should be a day of respect, honor, and thanks. So thank a veteran. Show them respect. This weekend, I'm sure you will see the vets looking for donations by handing out poppies.
Your donation doesn't have to be that large. They take what you can give, shake their hands, and thank them. Take a minute to explain what Sunday is all about to your children. It's history that we never can forget, the sacrifice that was made for all of us. Well, guys, here we are once again.
And they didn't make that sacrifice to have a bunch of Marxists running their mouths.
Yep. All right. Again. And that's what you guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again.
When we come back. What?
Also.
Yeah.
A Broward judge ruled in favor of Governor Rick Scott and says the Broward supervisor must allow immediate viewing and copying of records requested.
Good. Speaking of records, Broadway Joe 8-4 last week. I believe 68-40 overall. 68-40-2. Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week are next. This is the Stan and Haney program with Dave the Drunk.
Shut up, man!
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Broadway Joe, his NFL picks of the week coming up here in just a second. We'll also tell you about this weekend's Coconut Festival.
I don't know if I'm going to talk about this thing. Is going like, well, yeah, I will. Because I'll tell you it's coming up and you get yourself some tickets. But here's Dave with traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Stan, give me a good woo. Come on. All right, there we go.
All right, come on.
We got one on the board. It's in Bonita Springs. We got a crash at Latitude Drive and Laughing Gull Lane. And that'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate that. Tomorrow, because today is the 9th, tomorrow, Coconut Festival at Sunsplash Festival Grounds, Cape Coral. Going to be featuring Great White with special guests Asia. The Coconut Point Festival is brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Recreation and the all-new Cape Coral Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go out there, get yourself some tickets. You want all the information on the Coconut Festival, you can find that on 96krock.com. Broadway Joe was... he was 8-4 last week. Isn't that something, Dave?
That is something, Stan. The guy's on a roll, man.
And I might need him to talk to you about something.
Yeah?
Because if there's anybody that knows about,
what?
Drinking.
Partaking?
It's Broadway Joe.
Come on, man.
Let's do it.
Enough
now,
lectures.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, just incredible. What a wonderful time to be alive.
Oh, it sure is. You know, we're halfway through the NFL season. You're there in beautiful, sunshiny South Florida. Where? How are things in Broward? You guys up to date on that election recount?
I have totally tuned that out. I think that Broward County is under communist control.
Hey, I'm glad you're on today because before we get to the football picks, we have a young boy in here. His name is Dave the Waterman. And,
okay.
And twice today we caught him drinking whiskey. On the air. And I know that you have battled alcohol in the past, Broadway. And if you must drink, I think it was your coach, Bear Bryant, who once told you, don't drink the dark stuff, drink the clear, right?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. And let's remember, please, that that was a different time. It wasn't as frowned upon as it is now. And I like to drink. I like to have a good time, but I had to perform at a high level.
You did.
And I was informed that scientifically that the clear liquor is much easier on one's constitution than the dark liquor.
Yep.
And in my experience, that's proved true. Yeah. Especially in Super Bowl III.
I don't want to look. I want that image of you holding up the number one and all that. I don't want to know that vodka was involved.
Well, there was a lot involved throughout my career. If it weren't for vodka and morphine.
Yeah, you remember that whole Susie Kobler thing? I want to kiss you.
I remember very little of that.
Well, you know what?
I have forced myself to look at the tape, and I'm right there with the rest of heterosexual America saying, "What were you thinking, Joe?"
Yeah. Not because it was inappropriate to say, "I want to kiss you," just inappropriate.
No, it was embarrassing because obviously she's not attractive. What was I doing? I was making a fool of myself.
Yeah, on national television.
If she'd been attractive, it would have made sense. No one would have known that I'd had a thing to drink.
8-4 last week. You're on a roll. You're having a great season. 68 wins, 40 losses, 2 ties. We're up to week number 10 of the NFL. Did you have Pittsburgh winning last night?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Sunday's games. We'll start at the 1 o'clock games. Boy, this is a traditional central matchup in the old NFL. Detroit at Soldier Field taking on the Bears.
Well, I don't think there's any question in my mind that the Bears are on the right track and that the defense that they have is incredible.
All right, going with the Chicago Bears. The Saints going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals.
Well, the New Orleans Saints, they did it. They beat the only undefeated team. We talked about that last week.
Yep.
I felt like it could happen. I'm wondering if maybe there's not a little bit of a letdown this week.
Going with the Bengals?
I'll take the Bengals at home.
All right. The Falcons going to Cleveland, take on the Browns.
I've got to take Atlanta, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were an upset.
All right, I want to stop things right now. Broadway, you're giving some good picks, good insight, but you sound a little preoccupied. Are you doing something right now?
What do you mean?
Nothing. I'm just, see, like that. There was like a 5-6 second break before you responded to me. Like you're up to something.
Well, if I was, hypothetically, it'd be none of your business, would it?
Just want to let you know we're on the air. The Patriots going to go to Tennessee to take on the Titans.
What are you, a mind reader? You a witch?
Sorry, warlock. The Patriots at Tennessee.
Well, if you had to pick,
I'd take the Patriots on the road.
I think a child would take the Patriots.
Going with the Patriots. Jacksonville starting the season off so well, and now they've really hit a dead spot. They can't make anything work right. They're taking on the Colts this weekend.
Well, they have the same record. They're both 3-5. However, Indianapolis, they haven't been winning all that much. But they have been putting up some pretty good points.
Yes.
And I like the Colts, especially at home.
All right, going with the Colts over Jacksonville. Arizona going to Kansas City to take on those Chiefs.
Well, this is another one that should have been a forfeit.
Yeah, Arizona should have had a forfeit on this one, going with the Chiefs.
You know, I saw a sports writer was making the comparison to Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino.
Right.
And when you look at the statistics, they're right there. But I think that writer had a point because of the fact that Mahomes, he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anybody else coming out of the gate with that kind of early success. Truly incredible. Do yourself a favor. Even if you could care less about the Kansas City Chiefs, you can go on YouTube and see the highlights. Watch this kid throw the ball.
You know, we talked about what with the Chicago-Detroit game, what a classic from the old days of the old NFL. This was a great AFL matchup in the day and still a lot of rivalry as the Buffalo Bills take on the New York Football Jets.
Well, it's been a long time since you had Broadway Joe and OJ being the marquee attractions. But, of course, the Bills then went on and had Jim Kelly and that gang.
Yep. What did the Jets have?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
No. Who do you like?
Unless you want to count the glory days of Kenny O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And how about the New York Sack Exchange?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, great head coaches like your Rich Kotite.
Yeah, and Walt Michaels.
These teams are horrible.
Yep.
I'd like to predict a tie.
You can do that. There have been two of them this year.
But I'll take the Jets at home.
All right, taking the Jets at home. The Washington Redskins taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Washington Redskins, they won last week, didn't they?
Oh, who's counting?
Yeah, they did. They beat Atlanta.
I like the Fitzmagic at home for Tampa Bay.
All right, going with the Buccaneers. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on, you know what? Oakland scored 3 points last week.
And?
Are you going to take the Chargers, or are you going to stick with one of your favorite teams, the Raiders?
Well, they're no longer one of my favorite teams because they've gotten rid of everybody.
Yeah, so you're going to go with the Chargers?
Absolutely.
All right, going with the Chargers. That's the first of the 4 o'clock games.
I know I've said it before, but do you think they hired John Gruden to dismantle a dynasty?
I didn't think so. The Miami Dolphins taking on an NFC team, the Green Bay Packers at home. Does that mean we don't get to see it here in Southwest Florida?
No, because, you should.
Oh, okay.
Because Miami would be the road team.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and they would have
CBS.
The rights, and Tampa Bay plays at one.
Okay,
the
good.
The only time you miss a game is when there's a conflict with Tampa. Tampa seems to win out.
All right, this should be a no-brainer. The Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. I mean, go with Green Bay. Dolphins should forfeit this one.
Well, yes, and they've got a bye after that. You know, when you're counting on Ryan Tannehill being your savior and half your team's hurt, geez.
You taking Green Bay?
Absolutely.
Going with the Green Bay Packers. Well, Seattle, surprising winner last week. You picked them, and they're going to take on the Rams, who got that first loss.
Well, no surprises this week. The Rams will take care of that with no problem.
All right. Football night in America. Boy, can't they? Don't they have a flex schedule? The Dallas Cowboys.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yes. The Dallas Cowboys. Oh, on paper, this looked good at the beginning of the season. Super Bowl champions at home. Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. Football night in America.
Well, I think you've got to take the Eagles.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with you. I would flip a coin, to be honest with you, although Dallas ain't much to brag about. Here's another one, another snoozer. Although San Francisco a winner last week, Monday Night Football, the New York Football Giants going clear across the country to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, don't they have flex schedules? Seriously, though, San Francisco, they were pretty good before Garoppolo went down.
Yeah.
And they do have some talent. What can you say about New York? I'll take San Francisco at home.
All right, San Francisco on Monday night. Just to let everybody know, especially if you're doing the fantasy football, Denver, Minnesota, Baltimore, and Houston all have byes this week. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 10 in the NFL. His winners: Chicago, Cincinnati, Atlanta, New England, Indianapolis, Kansas City, the Jets, Tampa Bay, the Chargers, Green Bay, the Rams, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the San Francisco 49ers. You're on a roll, Broadway, and I think there's a lot of games this week, out of conference games, where there should be some easy wins for teams that are supposed to win.
Well, we'll see what happens. Out of curiosity, while I was predicting the games, you asked me if I was up to something.
Yeah, you're very fidgety here. You're slow on your responses. Do you have to go back in that hyperbaric chamber or anything?
Just out of curiosity, what did you think I was up to?
I don't know what you were up to. Certainly not cooking steaks on the Namath Grill. I don't know, maybe rolling a dube or drinking some clear.
Okay, well, thanks for that. You're a prince of a man.
There he goes. Let's take a break. This is the Stan and Haney program.
K-Rock. A distant, deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past two decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I was so impressed during that last song. We were outside, and of course, Dave being, you know, uninformed, I'll use the word ignorant.
No, man. He knows things.
He was joking around. Oh, I'm not from New York City. I don't know the difference between a salad fork and a steak fork. And then it dawned on me, because Junior was outside. Junior has been in the restaurant business at some of the more finer restaurants. I mean, high-end, five-star, table service.
Mm-hmm. Your
jobs.
Style of stuff.
High class. And I started in front of Dave, who didn't even know what a butter knife was.
Oh, shut up.
Junior started to tell him. And even went as far as Haney asking him when a table should be crumbed. I was very, very impressed. Now, for those, because Thanksgiving's coming up, and you're going to have that cousin like Dave that doesn't know what kind of fork to use. Instead of holding a knife or a fork with his fingers, he grabs it with his whole hand and uses the scoop maneuver to put a shovel food into his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, a basic table setting. I'm looking at my plate and my utensils. What's on my left and what's on my right?
You got your salad fork on your far left, and then you got your dinner fork. Then to the right of the plate, you have your knife, and then you have
blade
your spoon.
In, blade in, right?
Blade in, yep.
And then your spoon. Would that be a teaspoon?
A teaspoon, yep.
Okay. And then
then you can have a dessert spoon up front, too, in front of the plate.
Ah, so it goes in front of the plate.
Yeah.
What is a scalloped spoon for?
Scallops.
Very good. I believe a scalloped spoon, that's with your little ridges on there, would be used for like a grapefruit. You have for breakfast, you'd have a scalloped spoon where you have to go and get a wedge of a sliced grapefruit out or something like
but
that.
But see, that's not in Dave's wheelhouse.
No.
But he knows things.
What side's the napkin on? Or does it matter?
That one's up for debate. You could do a fancy fold and put it in the cup, or you can have it a nice fancy fold on the plate.
He'd be putting it on your lap anyway.
Yeah, high end ones. The waiter will grab it, give it a snap, and then drape it over your.
But
your
Dave
leg.
Knows things. Dave, what's the largest wave ever recorded?
In the North Atlantic, man, 86 feet high.
I want you to look that up. Junior, in the North Atlantic, the largest wave ever recorded.
It's in the North Atlantic. I do believe it's like 86 feet.
He said
86 feet, something like that.
Look, you said
shut up, man.
You said 86 feet. I want Junior to look that up to find the largest wave ever recorded. He claims it's in the North Atlantic, and it's 86 feet.
What do you got?
Because I don't... He knows.
Stan, this is a man he has sailed the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf.
Yeah, thank damn you, right, Columbus. I have.
What's the answer?
So, what did Dave say?
The largest, 86?
I think it's like 80.
Feet
I thought it was like 80,
Atlantic.
86 feet, something like that.
Dave, you're off a little bit. It's 1,720 feet.
There's no way there's been a wave.
Yes,
that's a tsunami,
sure.
Bro.
It's a wave. A tsunami
is a wave.
I understand that, but I'm talking no way. There's no way. What are you looking at, man?
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Look at Noah.
Noah?
No.
Do you know what Noah stands for, bro?
Oh, he's going to show you up now.
Oh, yeah. Please let me know.
You'll have to tell him.
Yeah.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association.
And yeah, Dave, I'll do that for you.
Please, that last one is administration.
Or administration, whatever. Look it up, man.
Oh, boy, where's that?
Shut up. Let's
where's
do traffic.
That, where's that
Stan?
Cuckoo clock when I need it? Yes.
I got a surprise for you.
Please surprise me. I
believe,
could use
one. Seriously.
Shut up. He and I are talking.
Oh, I'm
last
sorry.
Time I checked, it's the Stan and Haney show.
Sorry, buddy. I'm coming up next.
Shut up.
Just open your ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Hanson.
There's only one song I care about. Yes, Junior? Oh, is this new?
Yes.
New version of it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Junior? Oh.
The highest normal wave in the North Atlantic is 62 feet.
You said 86.
Yeah, it was cool. And
a tsunami with a record run-up, height 1,720 feet.
Yeah, record run-up height.
In Alaska. You're completely
wrong. That's a
wrong.
Record run-up height.
You're completely wrong.
No, I'm not, Stan. I'm talking about the North Atlantic, man, where those oil rigs are, okay? They have buoys out there. And they measure
the largest wave height ever recorded. Well, that's in the North Atlantic, and it's 86 feet. Now it's getting all.
And you're
specific.
Talking record run-ups. That's a record run up to shore, man. We're talking ocean, in the ocean,
probably higher than that.
You're talking about like a rogue wave.
There's been rogue waves, man. Let's do some traffic.
Oh yeah. Hold it. when are you the one that directs this show?
I'm not. We're listening to brand new Hanson. Let's enjoy ourselves.
No, I think it's time we do traffic.
Okay.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, boys, give me a woo. Woo! Come
Dave,
on, Stan.
Dave wants to know where the spork goes.
Which side is the spork
hey,
on?
Hey, man, you know? Not all fancy like you, Stan. Sorry
about
that.
Oh, now it's me. He's the one telling us how to set a table.
Yeah, I'm not having shrimp cocktail for breakfast and filet mignon. Okay, with the finest champagnes, Miller High Life.
Prime New York strip.
Oh,
sorry.
For breakfast.
The finest champagnes, Miller High Life.
Yeah. Middle name's Miller. Last name, High Life. All right, man. Jeez. Fort Myers, we got a crash.
Man.
Cleveland Avenue and Palm Drive. There's
not
no
today,
injuries. Brah. I'm serious, brah. No injuries reported. You're all
I
good,
don't care what you are.
And then in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle. Shut up, man. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Flint Drive. And that'll do traffic. Another update
in
30 minutes.
Flint Drive.
Yeah, Flint, man. All I said Flint. F-L-I-N-T, Flint.
Jeez.
God.
He knows things.
He's been wrong on everything you've asked him.
You probably don't even know what the difference is when you sail in the Pacific or in the Atlantic.
What's the difference?
No, you probably
What's
don't.
The difference?
You probably don't.
What's the difference?
One of the differences, Stan... is the fact that the Pacific
drops
off and the Atlantic's shelf goes way out. So what happens is in the Pacific you get rollers that are typically can be 10.
Rollers.
They're called rollers. They're about 10 foot.
Rollers
and you get about 15 seconds apart. Waves, Stan. Waves.
Well, why don't you people are listening and they're hearing rollers.
And you know what? People that know what I'm talking about.
Was it a rolling pin, a hair roller?
You know what,
you girl?
Man? I'm tired of you, dude.
But
you do your fancy lifestyle.
So what are the rollers like in the Atlantic?
They're more chopped because you've got the Atlantic shelf that runs out past the Caribbean. So
is there
the water's a little bit shallower.
Now, what about the Gulf?
Yeah,
the Gulf is a shallow place, but it gets deep, man. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of super deep spots, but it's a nice.
Do you get rollers
area.
In the Gulf?
Yeah, out deep in you got to go out far. Got to go out far, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Junior, there's a difference between a water glass and a wine glass. Is that correct? One is what? Now, what is a,
oh, God.
A fluted glass?
That's for champagne.
Yeah. See? No hesitation.
You know
knows
what?
It.
No,
yeah,
no,
but
it
you
is.
Know what? He wasn't a first mate.
No doubt. And I don't hang out with the hoity-toities either, man.
Tell him you were a first
mate.
You're
damn right.
A deckhand, sure were.
Hell yeah,
damn
I was,
right.
bro.
You can bait a hook.
Damn right.
That's why when we went
drop
fishing,
an anchor
every time I threw a cast of rod out, the shrimp came off.
Uh-huh, right. Who drove the boat and you were so impressed, you're like, my God, I never knew you could
right.
drive a boat
yeah,
like that.
When it was close to shore.
You damn right. All close to shore.
Well,
my
the key
God.
Is you just got to keep planing.
No, look, yeah, man.
That's
look,
right.
Man.
I had
the captain in perfectly positioned to throw the cast net for bait fish, bro.
Yeah, and the thing is, for the last 3 years, you've said you got us going fishing.
Oh,
you
no,
still
here we
haven't
go.
Yet. Mark
oh,
Haney
like to hang out
and
with
the news.
Other buddy. You don't want to hang out with me no more.
Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I don't get it.
What an oaf. Starts right now.
Oaf.
Direct from our newsroom in color.
He's not big
this
enough to be an oaf.
He's an idiot
with
oaf.
Russ Hodge in Memphis,
you
Tennessee.
Lost your mind.
Dan Rather in New York. Bernard Kalb in Saigon. Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand. And Bert Quint in Kaesong, South man. Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Derek.
That's
Hudson.
A great
You're
text.
Listening to Southwest
I don't
Florida's
want to see it.
Mark Haney.
I'll tell you in a second, Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, Rollvember 9th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
The listener really thinks it's funny when Dave uses his smart voice. Yes, well,
I didn't know he had a smart voice.
Yeah, when he talks about an 86-foot wave in the North Atlantic.
Dave.
You said it was 1,000 foot, man.
It
Dave,
was.
You believed it.
What is the proper way to wax a toaster?
Well, Annie, you got to, you know, nice right circles, very tight.
Now,
make sure you do not use a coarse cloth. You use a microfiber.
What do you prefer, a screw on top or cork?
I never put the top back on. The bottle's always empty.
Dave, how do you wash your hands? What's the proper way? If somebody wants to do it right, what's the proper way to wash your hands?
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to be a long night tonight. Use your elbow, man, to turn on your faucet.
Now, is there a reason for that?
Because it does require you not getting germs on the actual faucet handle. You're using your elbow. Use your elbow with the soap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get over there.
Texter wants to know, Dave, where do you put the envelopes of Heinz ketchup in your pocket in the glove compartment?
I don't even know what that means.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
He wants to know where it goes. Where do you put the Heinz ketchup?
In a bottle.
So you take it out of the package and squeeze it into a bottle.
You're damn right.
Dave is like Jesse Pinkman, minus the charm and street smarts.
They don't know that.
Let's do some news. Things you didn't
and
know.
You know what? In fairness to Dave, Dave was around long before anybody knew who Jesse
That's
Pinkman was.
That's the truth.
You're damn right. They
modeled him after you.
They did.
Yep. They just had a little charm and street smarts.
Yeah, right.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, zombies are big today.
They sure are. What's your problem?
And evidently they always have been. The ancient Greeks were so frightened of zombies that they buried people underneath heavy rocks, and they'd put stakes through the heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That went on for a while. We've done stories. Matter of fact, the old Key West Cemetery, they used to go and bury them and leave a string with a bell on it.
Mm-hmm.
In case they were still alive.
Yep. Better safe than sorry.
Yep.
This is a weird one, but it's evidently true. In the entire Lord of the Rings movie trilogy, if you pay close attention, you will see there is not a single scene ever in any of these movies that are like 3 hours long apiece where it's two women speaking to each other.
Huh? That's interesting.
And I knew there was a reason why it was so good.
Yeah, why it was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dave, a texter wants to know, how do you like your steak?
Rare.
He begs to differ.
I'm sure. Text line jackasses.
You're
all
right,
what are you
right,
talking
buddy?
About? I hear your show at night. That's your bread and butter.
Yeah. Shut up, man. Oh, I got a lot to read tonight. I'm sure. Damn it. Never going to win. You stop laughing, man.
A new survey is out that asks some ridiculous questions.
Okay, and I'll be glad to answer them.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Is yours.
Ooh.
If you're willing to have a cold for a year.
No.
No. Dave?
No, no.
Oh, that's 10 grand. That's yeah, that, 10 grand there, dude. Scooter.
No, man. Scootert.
11% of people would willingly have a cold for a year in exchange for 10 grand.
How many?
11%. Even worse, 8% would do it for a grand.
Jeez.
And 8% would do it for half off of a sweet TV.
Come on.
$10,000. Would you mind going blind for a month?
I'm not doing that for $10,000.
7% would go blind for a month for $10,000. 5% would do it for a grand. And your winning 4% would do it for half off a TV. Now, I know your answer to the next one.
Yes.
I got 10 grand.
Yeah.
But only if you give away your pet.
Done.
No problem.
Done.
9% would do it for a grand. So there's that 1% that said, hey, that's a bridge too far.
I'd still do it. I'd do it for a grand.
And 7% would do it for half off a TV.
I'll do it for half off a TV. Darn right I would. Oh, somebody wants to take a swipe at me, and I'm big enough man to take it. Does it make Stan feel like a big man talking down to Dave like he does? I wish Dave would slap Stan in his fat mouth. Go ahead.
No, man.
See what happens.
You're my buddy, man.
See what happens. Oh, but you want to fight me.
For charity, man.
For charity, man.
You shouldn't do it.
I wouldn't.
It would be bad.
Yep.
It would be real bad.
I've been beat up before, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, and I think it should stop. I don't know. Why don't I get offers like this one? Everything's been negative so far.
Yeah.
It's all in how you perceive things.
Sure.
Again, they're offering 10 grand if you're willing to live alone on a deserted island for a week. Oh. You'll pay me to do that?
Yeah. I'll do it for the half off the TV.
15% would take the 10 grand, 9% would do it for a grand, and 6% would do it for half off a TV.
Damn right.
And finally, I got 10 grand for you if you'll go to jail for a year.
No. You don't know what that's like.
3% would go to jail for a year for 10 grand.
No.
2% would do it for a grand. And 2% would do it for half off a TV. You know, you just got to hope they don't realize what they're saying.
Yep.
When they agree to that.
Yep.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, what the hell is that?
That's a bucket baby.
Who's doing this to me, man?
That's great. That needs to be posted.
Yeah, has that been posted?
That is just
that'll make your weekend.
Fantastic.
I'll post it now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's truthful.
Look terrible.
Did I say Bill?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Dave was laughing over you, so you just do it to be safe.
Bill. Who wouldn't love free soup? What are you laughing at now?
Stop it, man.
Jeez.
Will you stop?
I would donate $10 for Dave to punch Stan. And I would donate $50 for Stan to finish the job for a total of $60 going to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
I don't get it why people want to see you beat.
Hey, man.
First shot's free.
They want me to hit
you. What now?
So they're wanting me to hit you.
Yeah, for $10.
For $10.
Yeah.
And then you to finish yourself off for another 50.
No, to finish you off.
Oh, for 50.
So you'd get a free shot, right. And then Stan would be able to reciprocate.
Mm. Well.
That's charity right there,
looks
buddy.
Looks like the day's coming.
No.
Because it's not. I don't want to fight you.
I wouldn't even allow.
I don't want to fight you either.
I wouldn't even allow a slap fight.
No, man. That's right. Dude, who does that, man? Man up.
Jesus.
Who wouldn't like free soup?
I'd love free soup.
Especially if the free soup is delivered to your house every day.
Count me in.
Well, a woman in New York City just tweeted out a post that someone placed on her neighborhood message board. And it reads, quote, someone keeps delivering soup to my house with a note that says, soup for my perfect little soup boy. I appreciate the free food, but I don't like soup. Please stop. As far as we know, the source of the soup is a mystery, and it's also unclear what makes the man receiving the soup a perfect little soup boy.
I don't know. If it's good soup, man, soup boy.
Well, you can't trust it.
No, you can't trust it. That's...
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A police officer in Palm Harbor, Florida, was attempting to remove a gentleman out of a park that had closed on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man didn't want to go, so the officer was put in a difficult position. He'd have to write him a citation for trespassing. And when the officer explained this to him and asked his name, the man replied, Ben Dover. He then rudely gave the officer the middle finger and ran off.
There he goes.
The officer caught him, and it turns out, believe it or not, Ben Dover was actually 22-year-old smartass Andrew Layton.
Oh, my goodness.
At that point, he was arrested for giving a false name and resisting arrest. Watch your head.
Yep.
Ben.
Yep.
Oh, look at that face.
Yep.
Now, there's somebody. That'd be a good slap fight.
Oh, yeah, right there.
And that's the news for today, Friday, November 9th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
There are the side bets coming in.
Laugh it up, bro. I know this is getting out of control.
Oh, sure. They'd get another guy. He's got a honeybee on that one.
Dave, I don't want to see you hurt anymore.
Man. Free soup and watching a
free
fight.
Soup.
Free soup for my perfect little soup boy.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. When we come back, we'll find out what's coming up tonight on the Roger Morley, Dave the Waterman
Show.
Yeah, we got in line. What?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I'm laughing at him.
Jeez. Nothing.
No, there's a lot coming up. I'm laughing at you.
Do you remember when we first started in the afternoons, there was a midday girl, and it was required of Haney and I. This went on for maybe 2 years before they left us alone. But we were required to go in with the midday girl and crosstalk with her to tell her what we had coming up on the show. And boy, if we said nothing, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here today.
That's not what I was implying.
We'll be back.
And our answer had to be things like Milton Berle.
Yep.
It's not what I was implying.
What were you implying?
Yeah, what were you implying? What's coming up?
What's your intention?
What's your intention?
We'll tell you in a few
minutes. Bucket baby.
Shut up, man! I'm tired of you, bro!
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
That's speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your week with us. It's greatly appreciated. Roger Morley. Well, hold it. Somebody's got a new name. Roger Morley and Soup Boy coming up at 6
a
o'clock.
Special little soup boy. Perfect little soup boy.
It's Marley and the Waterman, man.
And we'll find out what's coming up on the show in just a little bit. First, let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Woo! This is our last update. Here we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's start. We got 3 in Fort Myers report. First is at Roundstone Circle and Three Oaks Parkway. There's a disabled vehicle there, so be on the lookout for that. San Carlos Bay, we got a crash
So pay attention to that one there as
well. There's a serious voice.
And then in Fort Myers.
Is that the serious voice?
No, man. And then in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle at Daniels Parkway and Ben C. Pratt, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. You are up to date. Woo.
Ah, excellent.
There was a man, you know, a long time ago. They say he never had a pretty face, but he was a man so tall he could love the great and small. He walked into history and there he took his place. Honest Abe Lincoln,
yes,
he set the people thinking. He wouldn't lie to you and he wouldn't lie to me. There was trouble, he was tried, but the Lord was by his side. The tall American was a man of destiny. From a cabin small he came, striding down a country lane, for there was trouble in the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
But no one could put him down for 1,000 miles around. So terrible and mighty was the power of his hand. Honest Abe Lincoln, he set the people thinking. He wouldn't lie to you and he wouldn't lie to me.
Thank you.
There was trouble, he was
right, that, Dave.
But the Lord was by his side. The tall American was a man of destiny. Down to Washington he went to become the president and pass a law for all the world to see. And they're looking to us now. Long ago we showed them how. Lincoln wanted every kind of people to be free. Well, a rebel shot him dead, that's what everybody said. But men as great as Lincoln never die.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an honest man, try to do the best you can. And someday you will meet him away up in the sky. Oh, honest Abe Lincoln, he set the people thinking. He wouldn't lie to you and he wouldn't lie to me. There was trouble, he was tried, but the Lord was by his side. The tall American was a man of destiny.
That's a great song.
The tall American
was
a man of destiny.
All right, coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman.
Woo!
What we got coming up tonight?
All right, brothers. I'll tell you what, man, we're going to get this 100,000-watt stick just jamming some tunes. We're going to be taking your calls, bro. We're going to be taking your texts on the Absolute Law text line, and that is 239-277-9600. And like you said to me earlier, there's not a single thing that I'm not going to answer. I'm going to take every call and respond, every text and respond. We're just going to sit back, have a party, find out what's happening in Southwest Florida tonight, and just chill out.
No, man,
I'm just telling you what you told me, dick.
Hey, look, there's your co-host,
oh.
Roger Marley.
Hey,
let's see
it's
Roger
there
Marley.
Is.
Roger Marley, hey. Everybody.
Hey, somebody's on time today.
Hey. Help me
what
out.
Do we got coming up, Roger?
Oh, boy, we've got Dave the Waterman.
Yeah, dude.
That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say, I guess.
You just took the microphone
away.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what?
Who's in charge of this show?
You're lucky he doesn't slug you.
I'm sorry, Roger, Dave. You don't know what the pressure I've been under today, man.
Oh, I've heard some of the pressure.
Yeah. You know what?
So we've got a lot of decompressing probably happening this evening.
And you have to admit, Roger, he's been a big baby.
Oh, are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah, big baby.
No, I handled it well. You're lucky.
You keep taking the mic away.
Sorry, Roger.
You keep grabbing.
We can share. We're not used to standing this close.
Yeah,
and he's been drinking alcohol today.
I just came from the golf course. I'm a little sweaty.
Sweet.
Sorry.
I ain't worried about that, man.
All the excitement.
Dude, you just, man, Stan, don't
how
be
about,
jealous of me,
how
bro.
About shutting up.
You're just jealous how of me, about, Stan.
I'm
sorry.
Trust me. I'll be honest with you.
Are you jealous?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Let's laugh.
One day you'll know the streets, man.
Stan and Haney's stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was in another country. I was in Greece. And anybody here, any Greece people? Greece. Is Danny Zuko in the room? Is he? I had a great time there. I struggle with the language. Like, I can't really. You can't. When I was in France, I've been to another country twice. Once to France, once to Greece. And when I was in France, you have like a phrase book, you know, and you just walk up to whoever you want something from and just vu. Bleh. You know, and you just keep doing that until they get disgusted and speak English. But in Greece, you can't do that because they have letters that aren't letters. It'll be letter shape of some sort, you know? Like, what sound does a triangle make? I don't know how to sound out an upside down horseshoe with a line through it, you know? So I try to speak to them, and they're like, Nuspik. Even Crete. You know how they spell the name of their island, Crete? Anybody? It's K-P-H-T-H. Crete.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord, I'm on the air. I'm on the air, you stoop.
Sorry, bro.
Shut. Can you shut up? Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We'll be back. Roger, I'm on the air.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show. We leave you this afternoon. This is incredible. With this, Broadway Joe was, he was 8-4 last week. Isn't that something, Dave?
That is something, Stan. The guy's on a roll, man.
And I might need him to talk to you about something.
Yeah?
Because if there's anybody that knows about, drinking.
Partaking?
It's Broadway Joe.
Come on, man.
Let's do it.
Enough
now,
lectures.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe! How are you, buddy?
Oh, just incredible. What a wonderful time to be alive.
Oh, it sure is. You know, we're halfway through the NFL season. You're there in beautiful, sunshiny South Florida. How are things in Broward? You guys up to date on that election recount?
I have totally tuned that out. I think that Broward County is to have a good time. But I had to perform at a high level.
You did.
And I was informed that scientifically that the clear liquor is much easier on one's constitution than the dark liquor.
Yep.
And in my experience, that's proved true.
Yeah.
Especially in Super Bowl III.
I don't want to look. I want that image of you holding up the number one and all that. I don't want to know that vodka was involved.
Well, there was a lot involved throughout my career. If it weren't for vodka and morphine,
yeah, you remember that whole Susie Kobler thing? I want to kiss you.
I remember very little of that.
Well, you know what?
I have forced myself to look at the tape, and I'm right there with the rest of heterosexual America saying, "What were you thinking, Joe?"
Yeah. Not because it was inappropriate to say, "I want to kiss you," just inappropriate.
No, it was embarrassing because obviously she's not attractive. What was I doing? I was making a fool of myself.
Yeah, on national television.
If she'd been attractive, it would have made sense. No one would have known that I'd had a thing to drink.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 10 in the NFL. His winners: Chicago, Cincinnati, Atlanta, New England, Indianapolis, Kansas City, the Jets, Tampa Bay, the Chargers. Green Bay, the Rams, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the San Francisco 49ers. You're on a roll, Broadway, and I think there's a lot of games this week, out-of-conference games, where there should be some easy wins for teams that are supposed to win.
Well, we'll see what happens. Out of curiosity, while I was predicting the games, you asked me if I was up to something.
Yeah, you're very fidgety here. You're slow on your responses. Do you have to go back in that hyperbaric chamber or anything?
Just out of curiosity, what did you think I was up to?
I don't know what you were up to. Certainly not cooking steaks on the Namath Grill. I don't know, maybe rolling a dube or drinking some clear.
Okay, well, thanks for that. You're a prince of a man.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.